Thank you. Mr. Chair and distinguished representatives, thank you for providing the opportunity for the civil society community to make a statement today. As just mentioned by the chair, I deliver the following statement on behalf of over 50 individuals and institutions. Mr. Chair, the 2014-16 Ebola virus disease outbreak in West Africa demonstrated the lack of preparedness in the global health and humanitarian assistance systems to respond to large-scale disease outbreaks. The ongoing Ebola outbreak in the DRC highlights just how difficult disease response can be in an active armed conflict context. Collectively, these events send an alarming message about the potentially dramatic consequences that could result from the deliberate release of a biological agent. Many of the risks and challenges experienced when responding to naturally occurring outbreaks are similar to those experienced while responding to a deliberate release of a biological agent, and the current situation in the DRC underscores how underlying security issues can complicate the deployment of an international response in such an environment. These examples highlight the varying scope and scale of Article 7 assistance for preparedness and response. In his reflections on last year's MX4, the chair, Mr. Daniel Nord of Sweden, noted that there is still no agreement on how to operationalize Article 7. However, we positively acknowledge the increasing degree of convergence and cross-regional support among states' parties for current Article 7-related initiatives. We are encouraged by the discussions and progress made at the August 2018 MX4 meeting and by the important efforts undertaken by states' parties, NGOs, and the ISU to convene meetings, workshops, and exercises aimed at better understanding the specific common challenges that hinder the emergency public health response in the context of a deliberate biological event, clarifying the process to request assistance through Article 7, and assessing factors that would influence the national decision-making process for triggering Article 7. The civil society community will continue to provide research and recommendations to assist the BWCISU and states' parties in this complex process. For example, this year, civil society technical experts have played significant roles in analyzing and highlighting gaps in the international community's readiness to respond to a rapidly spreading, high-consequence genetically engineered agent and the implications of such an event for the global community as a whole. We strongly encourage states' parties to build upon last year's discussions and achievements. In particular, we strongly encourage states' parties to continue to take meaningful, concrete steps towards adopting a process for request for assistance, including continuously sharing national experiences, challenges, and initiatives associated with the assistance response and preparedness efforts in order to develop an international repertoire of best practices, strengthening coordination and cooperation between states' parties and the relevant international regional organizations, such as WHO, OIE, and FAO, as appropriate, adopting procedures for requesting assistance under Article 7, developing procedures including additional resources for the maintenance of the assistance database to improve the prompt and efficient response without preconditions to a request of assistance by a state party under Article 7, developing action and implementation plans to strengthen capacities for early identification, response, and mitigation of disease outbreaks, whether natural, accidental, or deliberate in origin, and as mentioned earlier today, encouraging the Office of the UN Secretary General to establish a permanent facilitator or unit devoted to coordinating the response to deliberate biological events and supporting a more robust and rapidly deployable investigative team through the UN Secretary General's mechanism for investigation of alleged use of chemical and biological weapons. With this, Mr. Chair, we thank you for your attention and wish you the rest of a productive meeting. Thank you.